You're listening to The Mike Salk Show.
Powered through the Alaska Airlines Studio.
On Seattle Sports Station.
Why did Russell Wilson give Denver the sweetheart deal he would never have signed here in Seattle? Easy. Control. He wanted control. He got it in Denver. He was never going to get it here in Seattle. We can end the segment right now. That's it. Trust me. That's all this is about. I wrote about it. You can go read it. I wrote a whole lot more about it, and I guess I'll spend some more time talking about it now as well. But go read it, seattlesports.com. I saw Russell yesterday talking about this, and, you know, kind of went through the standard conversation about what this was all about, right? Why isn't he maximizing the money? Because he's making a lot of money. Don't get me wrong. He's getting paid.
Yeah, so there's a lot of texts coming in. They're like, he didn't take a sweetheart deal. He's the second highest paid quarterback.
No, it's a bit of a sweetheart deal. And if you kind of listen and read through the people who understand the way NFL contracts work, he's giving them some financial flexibility, which is good. That's good.
He was asking the Seahawks for guaranteed money back in his last deal before that
guaranteed.
Was like a thing.
Fully yes. guaranteed money. He won a fully guaranteed deal.
And
like,
that was unheard of.
That's right. Only Deshaun Watson has that because that makes a whole lot of sense. But yeah, no, Russ wanted it. He was all in on that. And there's no way he would have signed this same deal here in Seattle because they weren't willing to give him control, which is what he wanted. And it's what he got in Denver. Now, yesterday, he was asked about the money versus the Super Bowls, et cetera. Here's what he said.
To me, what it's really about is being able to win championships and being able to have enough space in the salary cap so George can make his magic. And we can get guys like Randy Gregory when he comes on the team or other great players, you know. And I think that we want to make this a destination location. I think that it's one of those things we have amazing tradition, an amazing football team. For me, it wasn't really about, you know, how much necessarily. It was about how many Super Bowls we can win. And that's really the focus.
$200 million plus, and he has to do the entire press conference underwater, which I really don't understand. Like, at least let the guy do a press conference above on dry land.
On
is there a reason he's got to be underwater for it? Anyway, you hear Russ say it's not about the money. It's about the players. It's about the number of people that they can bring in. I'll tell you what. I believe him. I'm not taking a shot at him over it. It's about the money, too, obviously. But I believe him. Mm-hmm. I believe that he was willing to give them some of the benefit of the doubt because he's got some trust in that organization that they're going to bring in the right players around him because he's going to have a big say in it. I got news for you. From everything I've heard, Russ would have done the same thing here if he'd been given the same amount of control. Over the last few years, how many conversations did we have after Russ criticized their offensive line, et cetera, remember? Where we said, cool, if you're so critical of the lack of stars, et cetera, why don't you give up and restructure your salary and allow the Seahawks to go sign other people? And from everything I've heard, Russ was willing to do that as long as he liked the moves that were going to be made. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do that as long as I'm in control. I'll restructure as long as I'm in control of it, as long as I get to be part of the process. Right? And again, I'm not criticizing him for that, but the Seahawks said, no, I'm not blaming Russ. Who doesn't want control over your life? I do. It allows you to eliminate variables. It allows you not to have to rely on other people doing what they need to do in order for you to reach your goals. I 100% understand why Russell Wilson wanted control, but the Seahawks weren't going to give it to him. And I think it's especially true of people like Russ who are entrepreneurial, right? How many businesses does Russ have? I think he's opened 5 since we started this segment, right? I mean, like that dude, he's a businessman.
Yeah.
He's got an entrepreneurial spirit. He likes to be in control, right?
True.
So I don't think any of this is necessarily an insult or a criticism of him, but control breaks up successful tandems in the NFL all the time. Look at all of the coaches and GMs or GMs and owners or whoever it is that have split over the years. It's generally about control.
Well, isn't that a problem in any relationship when someone wants to have too much control?
Yes, very much so.
People have their roles, and if you're trying to overstep into someone else's, it's always going to be a problem.
That's exactly right.
And credit.
But when you are unfortunately the player and you don't play in the NBA where the players get control of their stars, it's very hard to amass the amount of control that Russell wanted. But guess what? He got it. He got it in Denver. This is all Russ wanted. was this level of control. He tried to get it here. They said no. And now he goes to Denver, where he is afforded every amount of control he wants. Here, he wanted input on how to pick the assistant coach, right? The Shane Waldron hire. Remember how actively involved Russ was in that entire search? Now, he's basically running the offense. He's the head coach, a quote-unquote partnership
with
Nathaniel Hackett.
A partnership? That's your coach.
He is
like, why do we hire coaches?
He is a partner now with Nathaniel Hackett. Think about the amount of difference that is. He and Wendy the Wendy Lady are out there planning what plays to call now and again. So, yeah, I think when Russell talks about control, he absolutely means it. I mean, this has been exactly what he's done. He's left here in order to go there and put himself in a position to run everything, which is fine if it works. And if it doesn't, no one's going to take more of the blame than him. Not George Payton or whatever he pronounces his name, whatever. Not Nathaniel Hackett. No, it's Russ.
Not the new ownership.
Nope. This is going to be on Russ one way or another. And if they win, he gets all the credit and he'll deserve it. And if he loses, look, I am not going to back off two things that I will be looking for with Russell Wilson all year long. We will talk about this again and again, even when the new show starts on Tuesday. Brock and Salk, The Return, Part 3. Jeez, it's ridiculous. 3 times we're doing this thing. In any event, I will keep on two different things that I'll be watching for with Russ this year. The first is rushing yards. Okay? Russell did not rush for many yards last year. His last year in a Seahawks uniform. He rushed for his fewest yards per game average of his career. Lower even than the year he hurt both legs. Okay?
Okay.
He didn't hurt his legs last year. He hurt his finger. For whatever reason, he did not run.
So that's number one.
If he didn't run because, if he runs this year with success, we're going to know that he tanked last year. That he was not invested in his final year in Seattle. And that when Jody Allen wrote it in her final statement on the trade, that she was looking forward to having players that were all invested, that she was speaking to Russ because he wasn't. And if he doesn't run again this year, we're going to know that part of Russell Wilson's game that has made him special is no longer what it was. So we're going to find out one of those two things. I don't see a third option. We're going to find out one of those two things about Russell this year.
Yeah.
The second thing we're going to learn and what we're going to watch for is what happens when Russ is handed the keys to the castle. Does he succeed? Does he throw for 4,500 yards, be in the MVP conversation, and does it work? Do they win? Can his defense survive it? Can he not throw picks? Can he do all the things he's been able to do in his career and also add in all of the accolades that he wants for that legacy that is so important to him? If he pulls it off, if he walks that tightrope, if he comes out of an incredibly difficult division, wins it, goes through the playoffs, gets to a Super Bowl, etc. If he can do all of those things, Pete Carroll's going to look bad. Pete Carroll's going to look real bad. Mm-hmm. He's going to look like he wasted the last 5 years of Russell Wilson's career by not giving him the keys sooner. And I will be right there to criticize and say they blew it. I defended Pete, and as of now, we don't know the answer to how this thing has played out. But if that goes down that way, I'll say I was wrong and so was Pete. On the other hand, if it doesn't work out, a lot of people are going to owe Pete a big apology. A lot of people that have been torching Pete left and right, calling him old, calling him a fuddy-duddy, saying he should have committed to Russell Wilson, etc. If it doesn't work for Russ in Denver after he's been given everything, control of everything, well, then you guys are going to have to apologize to Pete, and we'll arrange a way for you to do it. We'll put in some sort of a, you know, leave a voicemail line. And you can leave your apologies, Pete, because you're going to owe him one.
It's interesting that someone's going to look like a genius at the end of this year and someone's going to look bad.
Yes, they put themselves in that situation. They put themselves there where there's no, to me, this is like a bifurcation, like one or the other. There is no other option. There are no third options here.
And there's nothing in the middle where they both look smart?
I don't see it.
Yeah.
I don't see how that works. To me, this is like the different, like this is the one or the other. Salk, that's no way you'll criticize Pete. You're his biggest cheerleader. Hey, if I believe that Pete is right and that Russ is not going to succeed in that style of offense. If he does, I'm wrong. So is Pete. I'll say so. I don't care.
And another text in 206 says, it's not about control, Mike, just the absence of handcuffs.
No, it's about control. I really do believe it. Russ wants to control all this stuff.
He wants to be Tom Brady. Like he told, was it Dan Patrick, about sitting there at the Super Bowl,
yep,
feeling envious. Look at what he's got. And I think Tom Brady is at a point now, how many years into his career, where he can pretty much do whatever he wants with the Bucs. But Russ hasn't won 7 Super Bowls.
Everything he wants. Tom Brady just took 2 weeks off of training camp. He disappeared.
I know, but I think that's what Russ wants. I know. To have that kind of freedom, and he hasn't, to me, he hasn't quite earned it. You won 1 Super Bowl.
Well, this is going to be his opportunity to try to show that when he is in charge of everything, that when he's the one making all the changes to the plays, and Nathaniel Hackett, Russ has made it pretty clear. Nathaniel Hackett's around for the ride, right? That guy's just along for the ride with him. This is Russ's show, and Hackett's just along for the ride.
Say it's a player-driven team.
That's right. Hackett's just here. He's just here hanging out with Russ while Russ does his thing. That's the situation that Russell's essentially set up now for this team, where he is in charge and Nathaniel Hackett is riding shotgun. Cool, I guess. As long as you're Nathaniel Hackett, you're like, well, whatever, it's my first coaching gig. What am I going to do, complain? What am I going to say? I mean, like, I at least I got a head coaching job that I've always wanted. So, yeah, for Nathaniel Hackett, this is, you know, anything you can do to get yourself onto the list, great. But
Bronco
I also
fans have a high bar when it comes to their quarterbacks.
Broncos
they
fans
expect everyone to be the next Elway or Peyton.
Well, yeah, and those guys had an awful lot of control. Also, Russell sees himself in that league, and we'll find out whether or not he's capable of delivering the same way. It's pretty much that simple.
253. You've always hated Russ. This is the anti-Russ show. Pathetic. It's like, weren't you the Russ truther for a long time?
That's funny, man. That's good stuff. No. Let's just say no, that's not true. I am not the anti-Russ show, and I'm not being anti-Russ now. Look, this is not an insult. If I were Russell Wilson, I'd want control also. I'm not insulting him. I'm telling you that they were never going to give it to him. Why? A lot of different reasons. Maybe Pete doesn't believe in that. Maybe they didn't think he was worth it. Maybe they screwed up. Maybe they were being arrogant. We're not going to know. I'm not taking shots here, but I truly believe that this is the reason why we're seeing what we're seeing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I'm just trying to filter through. I'm not criticizing Russ. I'm not telling you he's lying when he says it's not about the money, it's about the Super Bowls. I think he's telling the truth to an extent. I mean, look, it's a little bit about the money. Of course it is. He's one of the highest paid players in the world in any sport, and it's not like he's going to go hungry anytime soon. But I don't think that it's just about the money. I believe him when he says it's about the Super Bowls because he understands that it's his legacy. That's what he's after. And he thinks he needs the control of everything in order to get there. Maybe he does. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he's smarter than all the people working as GMs and coaches, etc. And maybe he's not. Maybe they have that job for a reason and he should keep doing his own job and stop worrying about what other people do. We'll find out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the great thing about sports is it has its own way of teaching us whether, you know, the moves people made were the right ones or not. And we'll find out whether or not Russ is right. But make no mistake, this is about his desire for control that he was not going to get here in Seattle, that he gets abundantly now in Denver.
Hear the Mike Salk Show every morning from 6 to 10 on 710 ESPN Seattle.